heard me talk about what it means to be a no-limit person. But I want to try to put that into an entirely different perspective. There's a man who died just recently named Bucky Fuller, Buckminster Fuller. We served together on the council for the Hunger Project. He was a mathematician and a philosopher and an inventor and a really dynamic, exciting person, even at 90. I think he was 90 or 91 when he died. He was full of energy and excitement. And he said something that really touched me. He said that 99%, and he's a mathematician, all right? I'm not. 99% of who we are as human beings, you can't touch and you can't see and you can't feel and you can't smell. You can't get a hold of it. It's the part of us that is in, quote, non-form. And that we can only define as thought or mental imagery or visualization or feelings or, I mean, words that defy a formula because there's no form to them. And the rules are different in this part of our consciousness where we think, this thought process. And that constitutes, according to Fuller, a human being's 99% of their existence is inside. And we are obsessed, it almost seems, as human beings, with the 1%. The 1% that is in form. We spend most of our energy in the 1% looking at each other's packages. And this is something I give a lot of thought to. This whole notion that who we are, it's like, how do you perceive yourself? That's a real key question.